from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The glass artist who's opening an exhibit at the Timmins Museum National Exhibition Center on Saturday afternoon calls himself one of the last dinosaurs of the art. 78-year-old Angelo Rossi has lived in Smooth Rock Falls for the last couple of years. He has a university degree from Italy, and his last studio was in the Skylon Tower in Niagara Falls. He says the exhibit features pieces no one else can make.
I'd be talking to people around and educate them a little bit about the glass, and I have a video showing me making glass, actually. So try to show people what glass is made or whatever, because around here, nobody knows nothing about glass.
Saturday afternoon's event runs from 2 until 4. The Timmins Symphony Orchestra plays the final notes of its concert season this Sunday. A chamber concert dubbed Mendelssohn and More is referred to by musical director Josh Wood as a big program with lots of really interesting music. The TSO's core professional group will team up with the professional quartet from the North Bay Symphony. The centerpiece is Mendelssohn's Octet for Strings, written when he was about 16.
Nothing like this had ever been written before for this sort of combination ensemble. And it's just written just in really spectacular fashion, with all the players playing lots of very impressive, very demanding stuff.
The concert gets underway at 2 o'clock at St. Matthew's Anglican Cathedral on Fifth Avenue. 25 new judges and 190 more Crown prosecutors, victim support, and court staff are on their way to Ontario courts. A $29 million investment from the province was announced today in an effort to help the court keep pace with the growing number of complex cases, all while addressing the existing backlog. Attorney General Doug Downey says through the investment, the government is taking action to ensure the court has capacity to hear cases in a timely manner. And the province is introducing new requirements to get a high school diploma for the first time in 25 years. Changes include a new financial literacy requirement for graduating and the return of home economics. Education Minister Stephen Lecce says too many parents, employers, and students themselves have told him they're graduating without sufficient financial literacy and basic life skills. To meet the financial literacy requirement starting in 2025, you'll have to get at least 70% in grade 10 math. That includes managing a household budget, saving for a home, and learning to invest. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at MyTimmonsNow.com.